Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Peachtree Football. Now, your host, Dylan Matthews and Bo Morgan.
Bo, the first thing I want to touch on, I want to get into a ranking I saw by Gordon McGinnis and Pro Football Focus. They were ranking teammates in the top 32, specifically teammates in the top 32 when it comes to interior defensive linemen. I'm going to quickly give you the list because we got a trio of Atlanta Falcons on this list. So for the Giants, they have Dexter Lawrence and Leonard Williams on this list. So these are all teammates who, when it comes to interior defensive linemen, are ranked in the top 32 according to Pro Football Focus. So for the Giants, Dexter Lawrence and Leonard Williams. For the Colts, DeForest Buckner and Grover Stewart. For the Washington Commanders, Jonathan Allen and Daron Payne. These are all good names, good players. Christian Wilkins and Zach Zeeler for the Miami Dolphins. For the Cincinnati Bengals, DJ Reader and BJ Hill. For the San Francisco 49ers, Javon Hargrave and Eric Armstead. For the Buffalo Bills, Ed Oliver, who just got paid. Puna Ford and Daquan Jones. And for the Atlanta Falcons, Bo Morgan, Calais Campbell, David Onyemata, and Grady Jarrett. So, besides the Buffalo Bills, we're the only team on this list to have three names. With that being said, Bo, right now, without having seen them come together, do you think, at least on paper, this defensive line with teammates in the top 32 with Calais Campbell, Grady Jarrett, and David Onyemata, you throw in Arnold Ebiketie, you throw in Bud Dupree, you throw in Lorenzo Carter. Is this team, Taquan Graham as well, don't want to forget anybody, but is this defensive line a top 15 defensive line right now? Do you see them that highly, or am I getting a little bit crazy?
I hate to say anything because as soon as you do, and then
right.
He doesn't love somebody. But yeah, I think there's certainly that likelihood. There's certainly that chance. There's certainly that potential that this team could be. You got to stay healthy. You got to do all that. You got to play to your potential. But yeah, absolutely. Lorenzo Carter's in there. Taquan Graham's in there. I don't know if you remember from Taquan. Mm. I'm just looking at. I actually had pulled this up outside of you, but Calais Campbell, Onyemata, Grady Jarrett, you mentioned those guys, and we're really just talking about those guys. But let's go deeper. I mean, the second team right now is, depending on how things hash out in training camp in the preseason, but Taquan Graham, Eddie Goldman, who's making his return after, signing with the team and retiring. I mean, and you got Timmy Horn, who can move a little bit, bigger dude. So, yeah, I think there's absolute potential this could be a top 15, top 10 maybe defensive line. You got to remember Calais Campbell's not going to play just a ton of snaps, but he is going to play. And right. So I do think that's important. He's going to play some important snaps, I should say. So I just think that the potential is that they could be very, very good. I don't want to put something on them necessarily, but there is a huge potential of this team being a top 10, top 15 defensive line, and they just got to go out and perform. I mean, Grady Jarrett is, to me, a guy who's just on the cusp of being mentioned with the Aaron Donalds of the world, so the Vita Veas of the world, the Ed Olivers, those top interior defensive linemen. I think he's going to be even better when you add guys like Calais Campbell next to him. So, and David Onyemata, because he won't be eating as many double teams now with those guys in there. So, yeah, I'm very excited about what this defensive line could be.
I I'm excited about just the depth of this defensive line, because it seemed like this defensive line for the last few years was very top heavy. You had Grady in there, and you would have some other guys next to Grady, but you never really had what you thought was a super deep defensive line. This defensive line this year is deep. You mentioned it. I mean, to start out, you'd be putting out Calais Campbell, Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata. Then you're going to have Lorenzo Carter, Arnold Ebiketie on the edge. But then those guys are going to get rotated in with Bud Dupree in the mix. Taquan Graham's going to be in the mix. He's going to get a lot of snaps. So Timmy Horn, Eddie Goldman. I mean, the depth of this defensive line is going to be something serious. And just being able to have those fresh legs, and they're going to not just be fresh legs. They're going to be fresh legs of guys who have performed and performed well in this league for, you know, a number of years. So that's what makes it really exciting, just the depth of this defensive line and how we're going to have guys, we're going to have dudes coming at opposing offensive lines just every single snap. And it's really going to be an onslaught when you talk about the pressure that this Atlanta Falcons football team should be able to create. So if we're talking about how good this Falcons defensive line can be this season, a lot, you know, when I say a lot has to go right, when we're talking about a top 10 defensive line, you know, guys obviously have to stay healthy. That's going to be a big factor. And obviously, you know, they're going to have to hit the ground running when you talk about adjusting to Ryan Nielsen's defense. Grady Jarrett actually talked about that in this last round of OTAs, how, you know, they're going hard in OTAs to try and really hit the ground running during training camp. So they're going to have to get off to a hot start as well. But this defensive line has definitely the potential to be a top 10, you know, maybe even like top 8 defensive line. Just because of the depth they have, and again, they don't only have depth, but they have some heavy hitters at the top of that defensive line as well. So just like you, I'm excited to see what this Falcons defensive line can do, because we haven't had a consistent pass rush in a long, long time. I mean, you could say 2016, because we definitely had Vic Beasley, who led the league in sacks that year, but you know, it kind of seemed like that maybe was a, I hate to say, fluke year. And even before that, it was kind of, you know, early 2010s where go ahead.
That wasn't a fluke year. I think what people always miss about that year is that Vic played on an offense, on a defense that was playing with a lead a lot. So he was able to pin his ears back and go.
Good point.
And teams were always chasing them. And I think the other thing was, is a majority of his sack, he did a good job of second chance sacks, you know, where initially he doesn't get there, but, you know, they're able to hold off and then maybe get there. And also, I think 9 of those sacks came against 3 teams. So I don't want to say it was a fluke. He earned them, but but it was definitely, you know, wasn't a fluke. I just think that was what Vic could have been, and then he never was hungry enough to get back there, unfortunately.
Right. And then to your point too, that 2017 team was a completely different team when they were really reliant upon their defense more so than their offense in 2016. That was a really good defensive team, and the offense kind of took a step back once Shanahan left for San Fran. So definitely a point there. But again, it just – there hasn't been that consistency that you want on the defensive line for some years now. So hopefully we get that, and hopefully we get in a big way this season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.